10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
I think it's a good time to look back and try to reflect on what we have achieved and what kind of avenues we have opened for future research. So yes, this initiative was generously funded and started in 2014, and it started as a collection of roughly 30 researchers from primarily two very different institutions, so the ETH Zurich in Basel, the so-called DBSSE, and the Department of Chemistry at the University of Basel. Very rapidly, some very big projects emerged, which within, I would say, the first 5 years led to some major breakthroughs. And these breakthroughs led, for example, to the creation of an IOB, a very internationally best-in-class institute for clinical ophthalmology, where Novartis invested a major amount of money. So this was really at year four that it started, and there have been a number of such initiatives that really have attracted international attention and a lot of private investment. Thanks to the generous funding of Switzerland, we could pursue high-risk, high-payoff projects with ultimately transformative effect on science. Now, research requires outreach, and I am extremely pleased with our outreach activities, which are really spearheaded by Ralf Stutzky's creativity and long experience in the field. And the outreach is really a very unique mesh of ethics and public outreach, which has really been extremely successful. I like to think that the long-term impact of this molecular systems engineering initiative on the entire life sciences hub of Basel is really unique. I think the Nationalfonds should be extremely pleased and proud of what has emerged after 10 years of research, really, in terms of long-term impact. What will remain at the end of this NCCR is absolutely remarkable, with the really major investments from the life science industry and the private sector. In terms of international standing, molecular systems engineering has a sibling in Germany, which is called Engineering Molecular Systems, but follows very similar strategies of high collaborations and out-of-the-box projects. Now, if I was asked to explain to a lay public what we are doing, I would like to think that what we are doing are adding prosthesis into cells and into organs. So, you know, if you think that you lose a foot, for example, you can have a mechanical prosthesis implanted, and such prosthesis nowadays can be connected to your brain. So this is at the organ level, but thanks to progress in molecular biology, we can do the same type of approach at a cellular level. So we can add function to a cell that will give it new means of achieving things that normal cells would not achieve. I think our molecular systems engineering is best viewed as the creation and integration of molecular and cellular prosthesis to improve the life quality and to be able to diagnose diseases very early on. As a director, I am immensely indebted to all of the PIs and the co-workers of this initiative, because really I view myself as a conductor of an orchestra, and it really relies on the performance of the musicians or the PIs to create something that shines very brightly.